It's been a rough year for federal employees, especially for their wallets. Art Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial. He joins us with a review of some of the biggest stories of the year and a look ahead at how federal employees can protect their nest eggs in the year ahead. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
All right, so tell us your two picks of the most important stories affecting federal employees money-wise in the past year.
Well, money-wise, I think the biggest story was the pay freeze. I mean, that's money that people expected to have and should have that they're not going to have. And, of course, it lasts through 2012, so that's just not good news. And the other big story, again, money-wise to me, is just the poor performance of the TSP funds. Through December 16th, only the G and the F and the L income funds had positive returns. The other four L funds and the C, S, and I securities funds, stock funds, were negative so far through December 16th, and it's quite likely that they will either be negative or barely positive for the year. Now, that affects different people in different ways. If you're a retiree and you need money from those funds to live on, that's a problem. If you're working and investing in the TSP, then that might be an opportunity to invest in those funds when they're relatively low, relatively cheap. And if you have a long time horizon, that can be a great decision. For next year, then there is good news. I mean, the cost of living adjustment for retirees is going to be 3.6% for CSRS and Social Security recipients. It's going to be 2.6% for FERS. So that'll be a big help to them, and at least no one's trying to interfere with those cost of living adjustments. So that's good news.
Well, let me ask you a question. You were talking about the poor returns on some of those funds. Could you put that in some historical perspective for us? Is it unusual to see such poor returns, or is this just a pendulum swinging?
Well, it's unusual in that the long-term returns, you know, for the last 10 years have been low. And you just can't get around that. The C fund for the last 10 years, and this is through the end of last year, 1.4% per year, definitely not good news. And even the five-year returns for the C and the S and the I funds are all below what they were for the F fund. And, you know, for stock funds to underperform, say, a bond fund over long periods of time, that's unusual. I mean, we don't see that too often. And the reason is that, you know, the 10-year returns on the market, we've seen the two or three worst 10-year periods since the Second World War. So it is unusual.
We're speaking with Art Stein, certified financial planner with SPC Financial. So let's look ahead to 2012. People want to keep that nest egg intact. What do you think are the two or three most important things people should do in that regard coming up?
Well, again, for working employees, you know, I have a lot of clients who have, you know, moved significant amounts of money into the G fund and the TSP and the F fund. They feel a lot more secure. What I'm urging them to do at a minimum is at least make their new contributions, current contributions, into the CA and the S and the I fund, even if they keep, you know, that money in the F and the G fund. I would also say that the G fund is not going to fluctuate in value, but if interest rates go up, the F fund is going to suffer. It could certainly have a negative return for the year if interest rates go up.
And your top tips then for feds throughout 2012?
Keep working.
Even those who want to retire, though?
You know, listen, the world is pretty crazy right now. We've got this whole thing in Europe. We've got a U.S. economy that, you know, is growing, but at a very slow pace, not enough to reduce unemployment significantly. And, you know, I look at federal employees and lots of other people look at federal employees and they're kind of jealous because they have very secure jobs with great benefits. And, you know, in terms of retirement planning, if you work a couple of more years, that can make a huge difference in your retirement. And one of those differences might be that you know, hopefully we'll hit a period when we start getting significant increases in stocks.
Now, some employees have been offered buyouts, or agencies have been offering some buyouts here and there, and the top payment is $25,000. When do you know whether it's worth it or not?
I think it's rarely worth it to retire early for $25,000. I mean, someone who is already going to retire, sure, if they can arrange it so they get the $25,000, that's great. If you're a CSRS employee and you've worked long enough that you're getting an 80% annuity, then certainly that might not make a big difference. But especially for FERS employees to retire early for $25,000, I think that's hardly ever going to make sense. It's nowhere near enough money, and you're giving up such security and such great benefits.
You have any good news for us to look forward to in 2012?
Hey, the good news is that federal employees and retirees are much better off than most other Americans. And, you know, I mean, this may sound a little glum, but I'm looking at people that have great pensions. Of course, the feds call it an annuity.
Mm-hmm.
They have great health benefits. If you're working and you're FERS, you're getting a 5% match on your TSP contributions. Lots of the most financially secure people I see are federal employees and retirees.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. I mean, we've certainly seen some bad things, but I think basically for federal employees and retirees, they're in a good situation.
Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Amy.